And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how a demo tape should be done. That was Permanent Ruin, and they did a song called Theme for Castration. And this is Rob, and you're tuned in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And I've got a special guest DJ, good old Vicente's here, bringing you some jams. But before that, I just want to tell you, Permanent Ruin is actually a local band, and it's our own coordinator, Miriam, and or the Merm, if you will, and it's ripping, and they put out a little demo, limited edition of 30 copies, so you probably won't be finding it on your record store shelves anywhere or anytime soon, but that's okay. You can catch it here at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Anyway, I pulled out a few tracks here for your first set, all from the new record bin. So the first thing I'm going to play for you is an old Polish band. It's a reissue. Some tracks they recorded back in 1984. The band is called Moskwa, one of my favorites from Poland, and here you go.
Ah! Got a faith in me. Bring on the flood. This is your last chance.
All right, that does it for my first set of rockin' new tunes from the new release bin. That was Porcaria. I believe they're from Spain. And I'm going to use your translation skills here, Mr. Vicente. Can you pronounce that for me?
Porcaria means filth.
Well, thank you. Something death.
Ni siquiera muerto means not even dead.
Ah, right. Oh. Perfect. Much better in my Spanish or whatever. thank you. Okay, they were before that new camera ripping with the Soviet Rust Belt, Dead Language, a new one out on Lung Records. One of the cooler records I've seen in a while. It's really, really hard to describe, but it's got some sort of like layer, clear layer on it. What would you call that?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a spot varnish printing process.
Well, thank you. Look, you're just answering all my questions tonight. Anyways, that's got some Iron Lung personnel in it, and it just freaking rips. And before that was Pulling Teeth, those good old East Coasters, doing a song called From Birth. And I started off the set with Poland's Own Moskwa, dating back to 1984 on a reissue. I believe four tracks on that one. And they did a song called, oh, how's my Polish here? Stan Eagle Walks? Okay. The folks around the world are laughing right now. That's okay. So, like I promised, I've got Vicente here. He's my trusty helper in translation and print production terms. So, anyway, he's going to play some rock and jams for you. What are you going to play here?
Well, my first set's going to be a bit of a garage from around the world again, and the first track is pretty easy to pronounce. It's just Blah 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 from Los Sleepers from Mexico. And after that, we'll have some tracks from a Persian band, which I probably won't be able to pronounce, but here we go.
Dejas de hablar, bla bla bla, wow wow, no te puedo callar, bla bla bla, nena, yo te voy a enseñar, un besito es mejor si me lo dejas probar, bla bla bla, nena, tienes que respirar, bla bla bla, wow wow, no te puedes ahogar, bla bla bla, nena, yo te quiero aplacar, si te callas un beso yo te voy a robar, bla bla bla, nena, deja ya de charlar, bla bla bla, wow wow, te tienes que controlar, bla bla bla, nena, yo te voy a enseñar, un besito es mejor si me lo dejas probar. Es mejor si me lo dejas probar. Bla bla bla, nena, tienes que respirar. Bla bla bla, wow wow, no te puedes ahogar. Bla bla bla, nena, yo te quiero aplacar. Si te callas un beso yo te voy a robar. Vale, 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 vale,
Chuma del Río, Pare, Pare, Aula Diego, Pare, Pare, Danilo Botti, Pare, Pare, Chuma del Río, Pare, Pare, Ovo tu madre, Dili Ovo de, Ovo di Gigi, Così a parte da Eti. Ovo tu madre, Dili Ovo de, Ovo di Gigi, Così a parte da Eti.
Yeah.
right, that was Los Ampex with Donde Esta Nena. Before that, from Indonesia, we had Dara Puspita with Believe Me, and the Charades right before that with Dumb Head. And then the band before that was from Iran, from the 60s. The name is, the title of the song is Uncle Chainmaker. The name of the band, I think, is Zangolia. And, yeah.
Did you just say that band was from Iran?
Yeah, they were a Persian band from 1960s. Yeah. Wow. Back when, you know, before
awesome.
The revolution.
Awesome. Very cool. Wonder what the garage scene is like in Iran today. They're probably strung up in a garage. Bad joke. Anyway, what have I got for you? Oh, yeah. I actually pulled some tracks from my personal collection, and I'm just going to play some randomness here for you. I'm going to start out with The Mines, an old Portland band. I believe they were around, who knows, 10 years ago? I don't remember when this came out. It doesn't really matter because this track's really good. It's called Hot. And I'll see you in about 5 songs. We'll be right back.
joke. I just wanna get a little piece of that chunk. Little luck goes out, just five chunks. That's all I want, baby, that's all I want. So we was at the show just pushing around discussing. All my makers and my friends just started cussing. Seems the crowd is all hippin' and loud. Sandy and Kevin gonna put them all out. I just wanna get a little piece of that chunk. A little luck goes satisfaction. That's all I want, baby.
Life without parties.
right, that was Jawbreaker doing I Love You So Much, It's Killing Us Both, from the Dear You record that actually originally came out on Geffen, but it was bought out by Blackball, by one of the guys from Jawbreaker, because Geffen basically swept it under the rug. So no longer major label, it's independent. I guess you can say it's a gray area, but whatever, I like that song and this record. And before that, Headache City, one of my best of records a couple years ago, and they did a song called Knee Jerk Reaction. The Makers doing A Little Piece of Action. Head doing I Can See What You Dig, and I start off with The Minds doing Hot. And I wanted to comment actually on the horrible joke I made about Iran before we went into the last five tracks. Actually, I'd be willing to bet there are more punk, garage, and hardcore bands in Iran than we could possibly imagine. And then I started thinking about, if you folks haven't seen the movie called Heavy Metal in Baghdad. Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
You know, it's freaking incredible. It's about a heavy metal band that was trying to just do their thing in Baghdad, Iraq, and all the horrible trials and tribulations that they went through. And it was just a very, if you're a music fan at all, it was a very good insight into how lucky we are not to have someone wanting to kill us for walking down the street in a Sepultura shirt or something like that. But anyway, that's that. We're going to go back to Vicente. Please check out that movie, Heavy Metal. Heavy Metal in Baghdad. Well worth watching. And if you watch it, be sure you check out the extras, because it actually does a follow-up with them like after they filmed the original movie. I don't want to give anything away. It's well worth seeing. So that's my promotional bit. Commercial is done. Vicente will rock. Here we go.
All right. And if you're anybody else is curious about that that Persian 60s rock, there's a whole compilation of Persian underground garage rock beat and psychedelic sounds from the 60s and 70s. And that is the title of the comp. But now we're going to move forward a little bit into the 80s with Section 25. All right, that was The Maggots from San Francisco. And before that, we had Ni Hao from Japan. And preceding that was Joe Squillo from Italy, some early 80s stuff called Schizo Schizo. She has another band, which is also really great. And then from Madrid, Spain, also the same time, is Charol with Sin Dinero. And we started off the set with Section 25.
Who sound a lot like Savage Republic, at least to me. So that's my commercial number two. If you haven't heard Savage Republic, be sure to check them out. They're awesome. All right, this is Rob. I'm back. That was rocking, as always, from Vicente. I'm going to play a track from our local band. They just put out a new EP. They're called Midnight Snacks. And who doesn't like Midnight Snacks? Midnight Snacks from their new Total Punk EP. Don't even know what record label it's on, but hey, it doesn't matter. It's rock and roll. Maybe, actually, Total Punk might be the record label. Let me take a look here. Oh, yeah, look at that. Are you a Total Punk? Send $1 in a self-stamped envelope. Do people actually send envelopes still these days? Or I guess you can't send a dollar via email. Oh, of course, there's PayPal. Anyway, that was rocking. I like them. I saw them recently, and they were very entertaining. This is Rob. Thanks for tuning in today, and for Vicente for coming in and playing his garagey tunes from all over the world. We do like that very, very, very much. And Maximum Rock and Roll Radio appreciates you listening. And if you want to check us out on the interweb, you can go to radio.maximumrockandroll.com. We list all our shows up there. We have some cool archive stuff of, like, specials of South American punk, and I believe there might be a special up there, possibly, I think, maybe some English or Irish punk. I can't remember. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank right now. We actually even have some archives of our really old shows dating back into the 80s. So, yes, this radio show has been around for a very, very long time. And I just want to remind you, you can always email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. We actually do have a magazine, in case you're not familiar with us, and if you're just listening to the radio show. It's called Maximum Rock and Roll, obviously. So you can send in records for review, punk rock of the nature, and you can send two copies of vinyl, one copy of a CD on release, and cassettes to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. We may review your product. Satisfaction not guaranteed. And we may actually play it on the radio show. We have a little boxes of tons of records here that we like playing. So that's that. Going to close out the day with Henry Fiat's Open Sore. I was up in a store here in the local Bay Area called Red Devil Records up north of San Francisco in San Rafael. If you are not familiar with that record store, I highly recommend you get your ass up there and check them out. Barry is a swell guy. But I was in there one day, and he was playing this band, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, that's Henry Fiat's Open Sore. And I was like, holy shit, that might be the best thing I've ever heard, at least this week. Here it goes. See you soon. He said it was-